Gather round, it's time for the big pen. Pull down. Grab your heels, jump up and down. Shut your eyes and whirl around. Reach out your hand and if no one's there, grab your own hand, dance round in a square.
When you're doing the big pen, hold down. Gotta have a collar you can trust. Cause when big pen does a hold down, he really kicks up some dust.
Wee, wee, wee.
Oi, honk, oi, honk.
It's pig pen time. Check. Sponsored by
American Leak Detection.
How about that? A little American Leak Detection. Here is Dan.
Well, thanks, audience. I love you. I love all of you equally and rectally.
Thank you.
Donovan, I'm so glad you're here today. And I know that your probably favorite type, style of music, era of music would most likely be 80s, 90s R&B.
100%.
That's your stuff.
That's my jam.
But you also grew up on the old school R&B.
Yes.
I'm sure.
Yes.
Right? That stuff was always in your household.
Parents dug it.
Yep.
All every weekend, we are playing music all over the house, having a real good time.
Now, I know I've brought a lot of music to this particular segment that focuses on some of those acts that are current but sound like
old.
They could have been recorded in 1966.
Yeah.
We played the game, is this a white guy or a black guy singing? And blown Corby's mind on how black some white dudes in some of these bands can sound from now and then. Now, what I want to focus on here are, if we get to all four, are four acts that I would say fall under that category of, at one point in their newish careers, were those soul acts that sounded old, okay? And a couple of these we are very familiar with. They're probably on our playlists, and we jam them out all the time, Corby. But it, I guess maybe at some point there comes a time in their career where they decide, are we just going to keep doing this, you know, die on a hill, revivalist, old school sound? Are we going to allow our sound to evolve and kind of become a little more modern, or maybe even a little more modern pertaining to the style that we started off in? Say a band was starting off and they were sounding like Sam Cooke in the early 60s, but then maybe they start getting a little more progressive and going through the late 60s and 70s and getting psychedelic and maybe more P-Funk and Stevie Wonder and that kind of stuff. So that's what I want to focus on here, are these modern soul revivalist bands that have decided, you know what, we need to mix it up. We need to get a little more modern, okay? And I think these are all just great songs. So I'm not going to tell you who these are, who these acts are. Corby, you'll probably recognize one or two of them, but I'm curious what Donovan thinks about some of these songs. And Donovan, I hope you like some of these songs. Let's start with one. This is a band that I am been way into for a couple of years now, and their new album, I believe, is about to drop next week. But this is the first single off of this upcoming album that they dropped just a couple of weeks ago. And let's take a listen. I'm very curious to see whether Donovan likes this or not. We played some stuff from their American Love Call album. The one that was like, wow, these guys sound like they're from 1969.
Yeah.
What do you think of that, Donovan?
That's groovy.
You like that jam?
Yeah. I do love any song that has a group of people screaming stuff in the background. Yeah.
Come through and bring your crew. This is a band named Durand Jones and the Indications. And the guy right there, he's a brother. That is a white guy doing the high falsetto stuff, and he's the drummer.
A white guy?
A white dude.
Wow.
Yeah. So they have completely reinvented themselves. I mean, based on the singles that they dropped leading up to this new album, and this is a song called "With You" by Durand Jones and the Indications. But it sounds to me like they're like, you know what? We're kind of done with that traditional thing, and
yeah,
we're getting
on
a little more dancing.
Pushing the medium.
That is club music, man.
That's
you would
cool
hear
though.
That in the club.
That's right. Really cool.
Or if you're cleaning up around the house on a Saturday, you have a playlist going, and you hear that, and you have
the vacuum cleaner making lines in the carpet.
Right.
Or if you want to make
spank in the vacuum.
There you go.
Drop it like it's hot, vacuum cleaner.
Or if you want to make your baby stop crying, put this on in the car.
Okay.
Works every time.
All right.
So on Hulu, they've got the Summer of Soul going right now, which Questlove got that old...
From Harlem.
Yeah. And it's great. The documentary is phenomenal. But Sly and the Family Stone get up there and play.
Can't wait to see this.
And they got people that were there that are now, you know, like 70 years old that were 20 at the time. And they'd never really even seen white people before. And Sly and the Family Stone get up there. And they're like, they'd heard all the songs from Sly and they're ready. And like half the band was white. And the drummer is white. And the guy was like, I'm looking up there going, you mean... white people can drum? Like, they had no idea. He's like, I couldn't believe it.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
All right, here's another one. This is a true blue soul revivalist that, man, even on his second album, he started changing things up, but I cannot wait. This album, I believe, drops tomorrow. Let's check this out.
I've been feeling way too undecided. Before the flaming out all around us was all on fire. I can feel the distance go for miles. But cold is all you are, just causing chills. What's with all this? You won't even talk about it. Can you be honest? Is you just running out of thrills? Every time you put me second, yeah. Girl, make me feel wanted. Don't leave me out here unfulfilled. Cause we're slowly getting disconnected, yeah. If you still in love or like you say it, then why don't you touch me?
Leon Bridges off of his upcoming third full-length LP. And you can already see it now at the Grammys, where he's out there with a guy with an electric guitar plugged in, you know, and maybe a drum machine, and he's out there on the little round stage in the middle of with everybody surrounding him singing this beautifully well-constructed ballad. And this is nothing like what you heard on Coming Home.
Good for him.
It's so cool. I love... Part of me, you know, maybe is like, God, I don't like to hear these guys, you know, doing something different that got me to like them in the first place. But, man, I love this.
I do, too.
I absolutely love that they're taking, you know, taking their careers into their own hands, maybe, or somebody else's.
I just love him showcasing his voice.
Yeah.
Because you just have a lot of people that don't care about singing anymore. And I don't want to be old man around here, but he is just displaying that his voice is powerful and strong.
Yeah.
And I love it. Now, I don't know why the R&B ballad is so hated.
I think he's just taking elements from what he probably grew up with and what he likes, and
right.
Was like, I want to do this.
Well, you also wonder if, you know, there are people like him that they have such great success on their first album, and the powers that be you know, the guys that are a lot smarter than
us.
Is this
his second record?
This is his third full.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And that tell them, look, you can't keep remaking that first album and recording it all to tape, you know, live to tape in some little recording studio in Fort Worth. We got to keep blowing you up because you know how it is. If you're just as successful as your last record, you're considered a failure in this business.
Yeah.
It's always got to keep blowing up and blowing up and blowing up more. So it could be a combination of him doing what he, this is what he wants to do, but it also could be a combination of the label going, you need to get modern, brother.
Gold Digger Sound. That's the name of the album.
Yes, and that drops tomorrow. Here's another song I wanted you guys to check out. This is a band that kind of started out doing that more retro R&B stuff, and this is kind of where they are now. This band's from Austin, and it's not the Black Pumas, Corby.
One day when I'm old and gray, finally think of the right thing to say. Like, do you still feel the sun in your face? Or do you still feel my hands in your waist? Those old love songs stole me away. Your head in my lap, king for a day. Used to think when we'd walk through the waves, how you caught between youth and your older age.
For whatever reason, I feel like you may have seen this band somewhere as like one of the small print festival acts.
Who is it?
It's a band called Los Coast.
I'm not
registering with
you
at all.
No, I've not seen them.
Because they sound like one of those bands that you would see on one of those, you know, like
the side stage.
Yeah. But they're a pretty newish band from Austin. Los Coast, the song is called Graves. But they always get mentioned in the same breath as Leon, as, you know, gosh, what's the kid's name? Gary Clark Jr., Black Pumas. They're all kind of lumped in with that, you know, Duran Jones kind of family. But this, another you know, kind of retro soul band that's sounding a lot more modern as they progress in their career.
I like it.
You like that
distinguishable, unusual voice? I like that.
Yeah,
you
it
know,
is a weird voice.
As soon as he starts singing,
a little scratchy,
okay,
yeah, you
know? If you're familiar with that band, you know exactly who you were listening to, and I think that's cool.
No doubt. All right, that is from my playlist, Soul for Donovan.
Soul for specifically catered to
See?
You.
That sounds like an album title.
It's a playlist of four songs, Donovan. We didn't even get to the last one, who was the artist was Fantastic Negrito.
You're going to have to listen to that on your own, Don.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.